In the darkened room, whose windows would have offered a view of the Kremlin had they been scraped clean of paint, Case had known herself to be in the presence of the splendid source, the headwaters of the digital Nile she and her friends had sought. It is here, in the languid yet precise moves of a woman's pale hand, in the faint click of image capture, in the eyes only truly present when focused on the screen. Only the wound speaking wordlessly in the dark. Stella finds her in the hallway, her face wet with tears, eyes closed, shoulders braced against plaster as uneven as the bone of Nora's forehead. She places her hands on Case's shoulders. Now you have seen her work. Case opens her eyes, nods. Come, says Stella, your eyes are melted, and leads her past the workstations into the crepuscular glow of the kitchen. She soaks a thick pad of gray paper toweling in the stream from an old brass tap and passes it to Case, who presses it against her hot eyes. The paper is rough, the water cold.
There are few buildings like this one now, Stella says. The land is far too valuable. Even this place from our childhood, which we both loved, our uncle owns. He keeps it from the developers for us because Nora finds it comforting. Whatever cost is of no importance to him. He wishes us to be safe, and Nora as comfortable as possible.
And you? What do you wish, Stella?
I wish the world to know her work, something you could not know, how it was here for artists. Whole universes of blood and imagination built over lifetimes in rooms like these, never to be seen. To die with their creators and be swept out. Now Nora, what she does, it joins the sea. She smiles. It has brought you to us.